on your car or your wagon started squeaking.
You take it out and grease it, to grease the hub, the bearing. Now on a wagon, we didn't have bearing, ball bearing, but on your car, you have your ball bearing. You have to pack it.
Real thick.
Axle grease. Pack it.
When you did that with your hands, you got your hands.
Got your hands dirty, and we
grease.
That old axle grease was black. I don't know what they had in it, but it'd make your hands kind of black.
Put it on your face.
Yeah, and we really, you could get it onto your fingernails. It was hard to clean out. You'd get a little dirt or sand and an old oxygen soap and wash them and get them clean.
Got grease all over your hands. You say you got your hands
messed up.
Grease.
I say they're messed up, but they're greasy.
Would you ever make a kind of makeshift lamp out of put some coal oil down in a bottle and stick a rag?
Stick a rag in it? No, we never did do that. We always had a lamp, but I have seen people do that out in the woods. I have a little kerosene and to give them a little lamp. If the lantern and the wind wasn't blowing, they'd go fishing at night and camp out. They'd put a little rag or wick down in a quart jar, a little small neck of a jar, and light it up.
When the light burns out now, you just put in a new
light bulb.
But years ago, you had coal oil.
Lamp.
Toothpaste? It came in a what?
They didn't use toothpaste when I was coming up. Too poor to buy toothpaste. All these modern things we didn't use. And I tell you, we have made, even my toothbrushes couldn't afford that. We'd get an old sweet gum sprig and chew it up and make kind of a brush and use soda on your teeth. Brush it with it. And we didn't have all that many cavities until I got grown, got to eating too many sweets and what have you, I began to have cavities.
Inside the tire of a car would be the inner
tube.
You have those and go swimming with them?
Yeah, we went swimming with inner tubes. Put air in them, get out in the creek and float with them.
Did you ever hear people in the creek? Was the creek dangerous here?
We didn't think it was dangerous. They were all dangerous. Some of the boys have gotten seriously injured in the creek, diving too shallow water. Got a friend of mine, he's a clerk of court of the parish. He dove off into the river in the shallow water and he broke his neck. He's all crippled up. Where he has to walk on crutches, done it all his life since he was a boy, and he, I suppose he's in his 50s now.
You ever hear people getting, going under?
Sinking, going under, drowning, nearly drowning. That's where I learned to swim. They just throwed me off in the creek, and I went under. They say 3 times you drown, but I was going under, and they managed to come get me out. But you paddle enough and fight enough, you learn how to swim. And we call swimming dog fashion. You didn't, you just splash around. But most anybody will hold us up a pot of water when if they couldn't swim. I think it's